Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Messengers radio program. I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. Today, we're going to be talking about who the Holy Spirit is, and the rest of this month, we'll be talking about the Holy Spirit as well.
Yes.
So without further ado, let's get this party started.
Calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers.
We've been given a call, been forgiven, risen, we living to give them our all. Rise up from your past, it's holding you down. This moment is all that matters, the future is now. How will the people know if we don't tell them? If we fail them, they're stumbling in the dark, but the light is what we carry, yeah. Don't have to wonder your purpose or what you here for. Reflect his image and show the world what he cares for. And I know it's all right, 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 and you know, it's your lie, lie, lie. And we know, the time's running out, can't wait around, cause it's all right, 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 you know, it's your lie, 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 and we know, the time's running out, can't wait around, cause
everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to the Messengers on uturnradio.org. We hope you guys are having a wonderful day, as I said before.
Yes.
And as I said also, we're going to be talking today about who the Holy Spirit is.
Yes. And this is a confusing subject for many, many people.
Yeah, a lot of people think that you have to pray for him and you have to wait and you have to pray for him, or either you have to pray for him and you have to
do something.
But the thing is, we're going to find out today that not only when you accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you have the Holy Spirit already in a form.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you do to get that out? What do you do to get the Holy Spirit to really receive the Holy Spirit and understand who he is and what he does in your life? So we'll be talking about that.
Yes. Let's just start off on something easy. Let's start off with, who is the Holy Spirit?
Well, let's do this first. Let's start off with a prayer.
Yes, let's pray. That would be great.
Well, Father, we just thank you so much for today. Father, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you so much for your teachings in your word. And Father, we just ask that every person out there that is listening, that what you're about to show them in the word would be so easy to understand, because your word is not hard, Father. So, Father, let everyone out there that is seeking to receive the Holy Spirit, Not only, we know that they have them now, but Father, may they have the manifestation of speaking in tongues and of understanding who they are through the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit's job through us is. So, Father, we just give you praise and glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, so the Holy Spirit plays many roles in the life of a believer. And that is one thing that we want to say right now, is that you have to be a believer.
Right.
You have to be saved, because if you're not saved, then none of this
will
work. Yes.
You ain't so, got it, and you won't ever have it unless
you're saved. Unless you're a believer. So, the Holy Spirit is our counselor, our comforter, and teacher. He empowers us. He reveals the deep things of God. He leads and guides us through this life. It's important to know that when we were saved, we were marked by the Holy Spirit. In The Bible Way to Receive the Holy Spirit, in this book by Kenneth E. Hagin, he explains that the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He leads, he guides, but it's up to you to respond. The Bible says in Romans 8:14, "For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God." As many are led, not as many are made to do. So it's important to remember that he does not force himself on you. He gives you words, but you have to speak them. You have to talk.
Right.
You are his mouthpiece.
Right. So this isn't Star Wars. He won't use the Force.
He won't use the Force.
Now, I want everybody to understand what a mouthpiece is. What to you, what would you say a mouthpiece is for God?
God has showed me this way. Is the Holy Spirit gives me words. I can talk to God through the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
and he gives me words to say, but I have to open up and say them.
Mm-hmm.
He can tell me what to say, but it's not going to do any good if I don't open my mouth and say what he tells me to say.
Right. So in other words, you're keeping it to yourself.
Yes.
And that is not something that God wants us to do. He wants us to get his word out. And mm-hmm. if it's the words of God, mm-hmm. then how much more powerful and stronger they're going to be to penetrate to that person's heart that God wants to speak to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that not only do you receive the words that the Holy Spirit is saying,
mm-hmm.
but that you have so much confidence in what you're receiving
mm-hmm.
from the Holy Spirit that you're able to say it.
Mm-hmm.
So receive, hear, say.
Mm-hmm. It's important to speak out the words out loud, which you have understood a little more if we talked about last week. With it comes from your heart, so
right.
like the Holy Spirit says words to your heart, and then you have to say it out loud, and it goes to your ears, and it goes into your head, and then it will go back into your heart.
Right, and you explained last week as though it were a circuit. A lot of people would understand that are into electronics. So the circuit starts in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It goes up to your mouth. It goes out your mouth and into your ears.
Mm-hmm.
It goes from your ears to understand up to your brain,
mm-hmm.
and your brain at your brain understand it goes back to your heart. So it's mm-hmm. like a complete circuit. It's like a circular or cyclical.
Uh-huh.
If you want to put it that way, it's cyclical because it's a circle.
Uh-huh.
And
it's a cycle.
A cycle. There you go. A circle or a cycle.
So, we also found a book, The Holy Spirit, by Matt Slick, and he explains a little more. He says, "The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, and the Trinity is God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. He is fully God. He is eternal. He will never end. He is omniscient. And that means he knows all. He sees all. He is all."
Right.
"And then omnipresent, which means he is everywhere all the time. The Holy Spirit has a will and can speak. He is alive. He is a person." We know that the Holy Spirit is indeed a divine person because he possesses a mind, will, and emotions. And when we say he's a person, that doesn't mean he is a human
right.
person that you can touch or feel.
And I think the reason we said it is because our brains can't really comprehend what that is all about. So if we say it in that terms as though he is a person,
mm-hmm.
it's a little bit easier for us to understand it rather than saying, "Oh, he's this spirit
mm-hmm.
that you can't see, but you know what? You know he's there."
Yeah.
If you have the Holy Spirit, you know you've got the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And if you don't think you have the Holy Spirit, then you probably don't. Well, we're going
to
talk about
that. Or
you need
to understand it a little bit.
Right. And hopefully by the end of the show, you will.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Or the next couple weeks.
Right.
We're going to know this for the next couple weeks. Okay. So we're going to go through some scripture here. The Holy Spirit thinks and knows. 1 Corinthians 2:10.
And that says, "But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit."
The Holy Spirit can be grieved. Ephesians 4:30.
"And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption."
Okay, the Spirit intercedes for us. Romans 8:26-27.
And that says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, but because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will.
Amen. He makes decisions according to his will. Sorry. 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 11.
7 through 11. All right. Now this is a little bit longer. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by the means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines.
So we'll get into that a little more next week or the week after that. Those are called the gifts of the Spirit.
Right.
And so we'll go more into more depth with that, because that can be a little, that's a lot to take in. All right. The Holy Spirit is God, the third person of the Trinity. As God, the Holy Spirit can truly function as the comforter and counselor that Jesus promised he would be. John 14:16.
That says, and he will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever.
And that's Jesus speaking.
Right.
John 14:26.
But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
Mm-hmm. John 15:26.
And when the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And this once again, is Jesus talking.
Yeah, this is Jesus
talking. And he's saying the Spirit will testify about Jesus, about himself.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we let's go back to the Bible Way to Receive the Holy Spirit by Kenneth Hagin.
Great book, by the way. It's very small, very, very easy read.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, like $2 at Mardell the other day?
Yes.
Yeah.
$1.95.
And if you were at Mardell, I'm telling you, go to a Christian bookstore. If you don't have this book and you really want to help other people receive this Holy Spirit, I highly recommend it. Once again, will you say the name of that book by Kenneth Hagin again?
The Bible Way to Receive the Holy Spirit.
And what better way than the Bible Way?
Yeah.
Right?
That's the only way.
Right.
Okay, so we're just going to say, in the scriptures, there is a difference between being born of the Spirit and being filled with the Spirit. So this is we'll show you a little example here. When you received Christ, you were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit. So, but having the Spirit and being filled with the Spirit are two separate things. It's like having a glass of water poured onto a sponge. You pour out the Holy Spirit when you receive it. When you receive Christ, you get the Holy Spirit. But when you ask him into your life and you truly want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, it's like putting that sponge in a bowl of water. And it just soaks up all the water.
Mm.
And then you had a good example.
Yeah, earlier I was on Word Time with Ronnie Shelby, which is on every Saturday from 11 to 12. Great show, man. That guy is just filled. He's awesome. But as we were talking about this Holy Spirit again earlier, and the Holy Spirit himself actually revealed to me something, a really cool analogy.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, when somebody asks you to see where you stand, you know, is your glass half full or half empty? Well, great response. I mean, my cup is overflowing because God loves me so much. Mm-hmm. It's overflowing. It's going out the sides. It's more than enough for me. Mm-hmm. It's going out from me. It's going to other people. Mm-hmm. And it's allowing other people to see the blessings mm-hmm. so that they can receive the blessings mm-hmm. of what God has for them. It's not anything that I'm doing. Right. It's just me receiving, being overflown. Now, one of the things that is on your heart so much is for us. We're married, by the way, just in case you didn't know. It's for us to be not just so financially stable that it takes care of our major needs, mm-hmm. and then anything extra is us being able to go out and help other people.
Yes.
With whatever God says, help them to do.
Yes.
It's all about, you know, it's not about us having so much money. It's more about us having enough money to meet our needs, what needs to be paid for and taken care of, mm-hmm. and then being able to use whatever is the overflow to help other people.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, I believe. It's all about, you know, taking care of your family, which is important. That's mm-hmm. Should be the first priority. Mm-hmm. But if you're taking care of your family and you have more than enough, man, what a blessing it is to be able to take God's word out there, and you're able to pay somebody's phone bill or mm-hmm. electric bill mm-hmm. or house payment mm-hmm. and say, look, it's not for me. This is what God has blessed us with extra, mm-hmm. and God wants to bless you, and you make sure that God is the one that gets the glory.
Yes, yeah.
And that's what it's all about. It's not about what you're giving them. It's about what God is giving them.
Yeah.
So that is just, I just thought that was so cool. You know, it's not just about the glass being half empty or half full. It's about being overflowed.
Yeah.
Straight into that sponge. And you think about it like that, because if the sponge has too much water in it, then it's going to roll out the sides anyway. And that's what God's blessings are like.
Yes. It's funny because when I was writing some of this stuff down, when I was thinking about pouring the water on the sponge and then putting the sponge in a bowl, it's actually, he told me, it's like putting the sponge in a bathtub full of water.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, I don't know if I should say that, so I'll say bowl. But it really it really is like the bathtub. I mean, it soaks it up and it flows over and it's just all around all the time, and it just overwhelms that sponge. It's just always right there. So,
and I'd like to also let everybody know that out there that is listening, if you have friends that don't have internet connection or are not able to get to an internet connection, they can listen on a phone to the radio station, not just our show, but any show or any part of the music 24/7. That listening line phone number is 605-562-4257. Now, if you have a phone that only has a certain amount of minutes, it will take the minutes up. Mm-hmm. But if you have unlimited minutes, you can have that on in the car. If you have a smartphone or whatever, mm-hmm. and man, some cars actually now can get on the internet through their radio.
Really?
So it's pretty wild.
Oh my gosh!
But one more time, that listening line number is 605-562-4257. And I'd also like to hit a shout-out to some people that are listening around the country. We have St. Louis, Missouri listening.
Yay.
Wichita, Kansas. San Antonio, Texas. Killeen, Texas. And a new listener that I see all the listeners that come on since I actually help with the station here. Mm-hmm. But this I've never seen. Ruduso Downs, New Mexico. I hope I'm saying that right. So we just want to tell everybody out there, we hope you're having a great day. We thank you for being a blessing to us and this radio station. It's important that we get that you tell all your friends.
Yes.
Now, it's not just about our show. It's about all the shows on here. Mm-hmm. It's nothing but the word coming out. Mm-hmm. And we got some really neat things coming up soon.
Yes.
Just I don't want to give too much away right now, but just keep listening. And we got some neat things and neat shows that are going to be coming up in the near future. So praise God.
One other thing we want to tell you is that we have a website, themessengersradio.com, and we would love to hear from you. Any feedback you have, prayer requests, needs that you need met, anything that you can think of, any help that you can give us, just visit that site, leave comments. It'll give you a chance to email us, either Marcus or me.
And you can email directly from the site.
Yes, yeah. And
so just go to themessengersradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get there, you will see to the far right at the very top, it says Contact Us. Just click on that little Contact Us, and it'll bring you to a page where you can just it has our email addresses above there. Or mm-hmm. if you want to contact us directly in there, you don't have to put your name.
Yeah.
You can put somebody else's name if you don't want us to read on the air. But let us know you don't want to read on the
yes,
air.
Yes, yes.
But it's important that but Tricia does pray for people daily. Mm-hmm. She has people that she prays for from her work. And she would love to add you to that. If you need prayer for anything like that, I would love to pray for you. For any need. So, but yeah, just give us a shout out.
Shout out, yeah.
Check us out on Facebook, Messengers Radio. So there we go. So I think okay. we got that out of the way.
Yeah. So now let's go to a song.
All right.
This Goodbye. Is The Holy Spirit by Carrie Job featuring Cody Carnes.
Yes, here we go.
Here we go.
Come.
That's Carrie Jobe and Cody Carnes with a song called The Holy Spirit. And you're listening to the Messenger's radio program. I almost got tongue-tied there. Welcome back.
Yes.
I'm glad you're listening.
So we're going to continue talking today about, right now we're going to talk about the fruits of the Spirit. And these are some of my favorite. It's in Galatians 5. We're going to read 5:16 through 18.
So get your Bibles out.
Get your Bibles out.
We'll be reading from the NIV version today.
Yes.
New International Version.
And let's just read through this and then we'll explain a little bit more about it.
Okay.
16 is, so I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not know, you do not do what you want. So it's like, it's not saying you can't do anything you want, it's just saying the flesh wants to do things that are contrary to the Spirit.
Right, so the carnal.
Yes.
It's the flesh is like the carnal mind.
Verse 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So, you don't have to live by, I mean, if you just, I'm lost here. If you just do, if you live by the Spirit, then you don't have to with that flesh.
If you live by the Spirit, you're going to want to live by the Spirit. Naturally.
You mean if you have the Spirit, you're going to...
If you have the Spirit.
Okay.
If you have the Spirit, then you're going to want to live by it.
Okay.
Now, there are times when the enemy will come against you.
Oh, yeah.
And it will be so easy for you to fall back into your old ways.
Yes. As a matter of fact, as soon as you receive the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. that's going to make him mad.
throw him off his game.
Yes, and he will more than likely come after you. But when you have that Spirit and you stand on that Spirit and you say, no, I know I have this Spirit, this Holy Spirit, and I'm going to listen to him, I mean, it just puts the devil in his place.
Because immediately when I first received the Holy Spirit, I immediately began speaking in tongues. And anybody that really knows me knows I go around just speaking in different languages, made up languages, whatever it is,
crazy.
Just to kind of...
Gibberish.
And I did this before I received the Holy Spirit. And I do it afterwards. And I got confused in the beginning because I was thinking, is this really me or is this the Holy Spirit? Mm-hmm. And I just had to allow the Holy Spirit to, I had to be quiet, mm-hmm. and realize that when I'm speaking gibberish, mm-hmm. it's a different feeling.
Mm-hmm.
When the Holy Spirit is speaking through me, it's a completely different feeling. Now that I understand it, it's easier for me to distinguish between the two.
Mm-hmm.
So. I always had liked to mess with people like that.
You do. And sometimes it's hard for us to tell what you're doing. So,
well, I know what I'm doing, so I don't care about you guys.
All right, let's jump down to 22.
All right. Once again, we're still talking about the fruits of the Spirit. We're in Galatians 5. We'll be reading 22 to 26 right now.
Okay. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, or envying each other.
So in other words, sometimes people will... You know, earlier we talked about the different things the Spirit gives out. You know, mm-hmm. he'll give out gifts of tongues,
prophecy.
Gifts of interpretation and prophecy, mm-hmm. Healings. And sometimes people will see that and they'll be like, I want that. I can't stand that person. He's got this thing and I want.
Yeah. A lot of times they do that with ministers. Mm-hmm. They'll see a minister who is really thriving and they'll be like, oh, I want to do that. I want to do that. But you can't envy that person.
Right.
You got to find out what God has given you.
Mm-hmm.
And run with that, you know.
Right.
accept that and go from there.
And nine times or 10 times out of 10, I'm not going to say nine times out of 10, but 10 times out of 10, if you really will receive what God has for you and you'll run with it, mm-hmm. you'll find out it's much better mm-hmm. than what you wanted.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Much more rewarding and much more promising.
And the reason that is because that's what God put in your heart. Mm-hmm. And just because you want something else doesn't mean, you know, just like back in the Ten Commandments, don't covet your neighbor's wife. You know, don't covet the things mm-hmm. he's got. Mm-hmm. You know, don't covet what another person's got through the Spirit, because that's going to cause strife in yourself. Mm-hmm. And it can cause, and it that can go a long way.
Yeah.
And that strife is a different, completely different story, so.
Well, I just want to go back to the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is what people see in you when you are being led by the Spirit. These right. are things that people see. They are your fruit. If a good tree bears good fruit, the Bible says, mm-hmm. and a bad tree bears bad fruit. So a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. So if you don't have the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit, you cannot bear this good fruit.
I think it's important that you said if you don't have the Holy Spirit, then you backtrack and you say you don't have the filling of it.
Yeah.
So when you receive Jesus, it's important that we get this out again, mm-hmm. that when you receive Jesus, you get the Holy Spirit at that
yes.
point.
Yes.
Now, the filling of the Holy Spirit is when you ask the Holy Spirit into mm-hmm. you.
Yes.
And that is when you start working working in the gifts of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something you have to ask for and wait on. In the book by Kenneth Hagin, it's called The Bible Way to Receive the Holy Spirit. He talks about how people were saying that they had to tarry. And tarry means to wait. They would mm-hmm. they would pray and they would wait. There were people that had been waiting 15. This one story said that this woman's mother was waiting for 19 years to receive the Holy Spirit. And her daughter was at a Kenneth Hagin
meeting
and heard this teaching. Mm-hmm. And she said, Mom, I don't have a whole lot of time, but I'm coming over right now. And you've been asking for the Holy Spirit for 19 years. You're going to get it tonight. And she put into practice what she learned in this meeting mm-hmm. and basically what this book is teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom immediately was speaking in tongues.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, you don't have to beg for it.
No.
You actually, that's in here that I wanted to read. You don't have to, I can't find it now. You don't have to beg for the Holy Spirit. It is something that is given to you freely. It's a gift. And it's something that you do ask for, but you don't beg for.
Right.
You receive it. It's a gift. All you have to do is receive it by faith. It's all by faith. And we'll talk a little bit more about that next week when we come to talk about why we need the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And
but today it's important. We think it's important that you know who the Holy Spirit is.
Yes.
Why would somebody want the Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Why would somebody want to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
And next week we'll begin to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But today it's important we think you know who the Holy Spirit is. And I hope
yes.
we've gotten through to you who the Holy Spirit is mm-hmm. through this teaching.
And he's much more than what we've said. You know, he is the counselor and comforter,
right.
but he is the peace. He gives you peace. He gives you joy. And just like the gifts of the Spirit, he's the one that gives you love, joy,
right.
peace, patience. I mean, those are the fruit of the Spirit.
Right.
And those are what you can have through the Spirit.
Right.
I mean, if you don't have the Spirit, even if you're not born again, you can love, but it's not true love.
Right.
It's unless you have Christ as your Savior, you don't know true love. So,
I want everybody out there that's listening, grab a pen and paper real quick, because we want to go over a couple of scriptures with you that we're not going to read the full thing on, but I think it's important that you get that we get these out to you, mm-hmm. so that you understand more of who the Holy Spirit is. So I'm going to give you about 2 seconds to get a pen and paper. Should have told you this earlier.
All of these will be up on our site.
Right. themessengersradio.com.
Yes, all of these. I've been trying to put all of the notes that we have, all the verses and everything else, up on the site, so you can just go there and find the scriptures and right. not have to write them down in 2 seconds.
So in other words, it's basically the notes we go by on the show.
Yes, and all the scriptures.
All right, so let's look real quick about in John about the Holy Spirit being a counselor. You'll write these down. It's going to be John 16:7. That's John 16:7. Also John 14:15-17. John 14:15-17. And the last one in John for this one is John 14:26. Mm-hmm. That's John 14:26. And those are scriptures about the Holy Spirit being a counselor. Mm-hmm. I'm sure most everybody out there knows what a counselor is. Mm-hmm. I hope.
If not, ask us.
So here's a scripture also about how we see the Holy Spirit's power. If you look in Genesis 1:2, I want to read this one real quick.
Yes, this one's real good.
Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was all over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. So the Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit there. Mm-hmm. So God spoke the world into existence. But it was the Spirit that actually carried out the work. So his power is also mentioned in Acts 1:8. So also, if you look in Acts 1:8, should we go through that one too, you think?
It's short. Yeah.
So in Acts 1:8, it says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
The ends of the earth. We are the ends of the earth.
That's right. And in less than a month, I'll be at one end of the earth, another end of the earth.
He's going to Haiti.
Yeah.
Romans 15:13 is another verse that you can write down.
Right.
And it also talks about the power of the Holy Spirit.
And then two other ones. John 16:12-15. That speaks of the truth.
The Holy Spirit is truth.
Right. And that was John 16:12-15 about the Holy speaking of the Holy Spirit as truth. And the last one we want you guys to write down, and we really want you guys to not only write these down, but read them, mm-hmm. study them out. Mm-hmm. Ask God to reveal what he wants you to see in these.
Yes.
It's important that you guys read these out loud. Even if you do it like a study with your family.
Mm-hmm. Even if you're reading your Bible by yourself, read it out loud.
Yeah.
It goes through that circuit we were talking about. Yep. You need to hear the Word of God.
All right. So the last one is Ephesians 1:17. And this one we see the wisdom of the Holy Spirit being revealed. The wisdom and revelation.
Revelation, yeah.
Sorry. So that's Ephesians 1:17.
John is a very good book.
Yes.
To study, but it's very good about the Holy Spirit. It talks a lot about the Holy Spirit. Jesus says a lot about it. And then Acts, the beginning of Acts, too, is very, very good mm-hmm. about teaching on the Holy Spirit.
And that's one thing that I'm a member of Global Media Outreach. And what we do is we are witnessing to people all over the world. We have people that are recommitting themselves to Christ, or people that are new believers, or people that are not making a decision but want to know a little bit more about it. But when a person gives their heart to God or gives their heart to Jesus and becomes a new creation, one of the things that we always tell them is begin. You need to read your Bible mm-hmm. daily. Mm-hmm. But a great book to start on for a new believer is the Book of John,
mm-hmm.
and that is awesome.
Yeah.
Now, if you've been a believer and you have a little grasp on what it is, we tell people that are making a recommitment to Christ to mm-hmm. begin in the book of Acts, because mm-hmm. Acts is right after Jesus ascends into heaven, or Jesus ascends into heaven in the beginning of this.
Acts. Mm-hmm.
And the disciples go out. So it's important for these people that are making a recommitment to understand that it's their responsibility now to get into the Word, mm-hmm. and then go out. It's important for you to share your faith. And one of the things that Ronnie and I were talking about earlier on the show, Word Time, was if you're not out there sharing, if you're out there and you're just saying, you know, I'm just in my prayer closet and I'm not going to do anything else. I don't feel led to that. You know what? Jesus said in the Great Commission that we are to go out
and preach
the gospel to the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
If you think that you're sitting there in your prayer closet and you're getting anything done, you know, you could be getting something done in there, but you're not fulfilling what Jesus told us to do.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go out there. Well, I'm timid. You know what? Stop being timid. Timidity, I believe, is a spirit that's holding you back.
That's good.
And one thing that you have to understand, if you have Jesus in your heart, you have more power over those spirits than they have over you. But mm-hmm. in your mind,
mm-hmm.
you don't think that.
Right.
But you have to understand, if you're reading your Bible daily, if you're asking God to show you where to read, if you're doing the things you need to do, God's going to reveal to you how much power you have in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the power that you really have.
Mm-hmm.
It's the power in Jesus' name over these things. So you will find out you have authority over sickness. You have authority
yes.
over death. You have authority over pain.
Mm-hmm.
You have authority over these things that are coming over you,
mm-hmm.
your family,
mm-hmm.
your friends, but
strangers.
Strangers. and you will start to have a boldness come on your heart that you just cannot keep in.
Yes.
If you keep it in, you're just going to start shaking. You can't do it. You just can't keep it in. If you are on fire for God, you have to go out there and
yes.
you have to share your faith.
Mm-hmm.
You have to share what God has done for you. Never, and I talked about this earlier too, never, ever sell your testimony short.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, my wife and I, we go out street witnessing.
Mm-hmm.
We know other people that go out street witnessing also, mm-hmm. but your testimony could be what that other person needs.
Mm-hmm.
So you could reach those people, and we couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we've been witnessing for longer or whatnot, you know, never sell your testimony short. That's,
mm-hmm.
It's important that you know that.
Yeah.
Let your testimony be out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we are running out of time. We got about 10 minutes left. And always, at the end of our show, we want to make sure that if anybody out there is listening, if they have never received Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, we want to make sure that you have the opportunity to do it right now. Okay? So, I want everybody to understand that this is one of the most important decisions that you will ever make in your life.
Yes.
Choosing Jesus as Lord and Savior is a lot of people don't find it rewarding because they just pray and they don't grow.
Mm-hmm. Or they don't. You don't have to have some miraculous feeling. You don't have to have a rush of endorphins.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't. You usually do.
Yeah.
But you don't. If you don't have that, don't think that you're not saved.
Right.
You know, it's the same thing with the Holy Spirit. If you don't fall on the floor with a lightning flash or something like that, it doesn't mean that you don't have the filling of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You know, it's all by faith.
When I first received Christ as my Lord and Savior, I fell down. I went down in the Spirit. I fell down, and I don't know. I don't remember any of this. And I know the people that have been praying for me for like 7 or 8 or 9 years, the Bickhams, man, they're just. They were praying for me all this time, and I received Jesus over at their house, and I went down, and they say I hit the side of my head on the corner of their kitchen table, and they were afraid because I was out. They were afraid I had a concussion, or they were afraid something was wrong. They pulled me into the living room and laid me down on a pallet and were filling my head. I don't remember any of this. All I remember is just this flow,
mm-hmm.
this like waves of just peace.
Mm-hmm.
coming over me. But they checked my head and there wasn't a bump anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
How awesome was that? So anyway, so I want everybody out there to understand that when you make a decision for Christ, it's something you need to keep. You don't just make a decision and stop.
Mm-hmm.
You need to keep going. You need to grow.
Walk
and
grow.
One thing we want you to know is we will be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
We will help you. We'll send you books if we have to. We'll mm-hmm. email back and
We'd
forth.
Love
we'll
to.
Call you.
Yes.
We want you to grow. We want you to be discipled. It's mm-hmm. not just about making a decision and then going to church. No, it's about making a decision. It's about going to church
mm-hmm.
Because you need to
be around other believers.
Like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
You also need to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the important thing is if you don't grow, then you're just going to fall back into your old ways.
Mm-hmm.
So God's word promises that if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and he was raised from the dead and that God's the one that raised him. This is in Romans 10:9 and 10. Let me get it up in the NIV because the King James, I don't know about anybody, but this really throws me off sometimes. Mm-hmm. So Romans 10:9. 9 and 10. So it says that if thou will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. And this, a lot of times we will keep telling you, when you read out loud, when you pray out loud. And we're talking about that circuit, you know, from your heart to your mouth to your ears to your head back to your heart. And if you want a little bit better study of that, go back and listen to our archive from last week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important that you guys do it out loud,
because
mm-hmm. the devil doesn't like that. You know what I mean?
No.
All right, and also in verse 13 of Romans 10, it says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." So if mm-hmm. you want to call on the name of the Lord today,
you need to say it out loud.
Mm-hmm. All right, so by his grace, God has already done everything to provide salvation. Your part is simply to believe and receive.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that you understand that. Believe and receive is two mm-hmm. words that are so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And God's word is simple, I'm telling you, if you will just get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people make it so hard.
Yeah.
You got to have faith when you're reading too.
Yes. And so ask him. Right. He wants you to ask him questions. So ask him.
So I want if you're out there and you're primed and ready and you're ready to make a change and you're ready to grow and you're ready to be discipled and you're ready to make a change in your, to repent. You need to repent of your sins. Repent means to do a 180.
Mm-hmm.
A 180, which means if you're sinning, whatever you're doing, turn away from it and don't do it any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Walk
you've been,
the other way.
You will be forgiven.
Oh, yes. God has already forgiven sins. You just have to receive it again.
God's already done, and like I said, God's already done everything he's ever going to do. So is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's our part to put that faith in action.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to pray this out loud if you're ready. I want you to say, "Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. By faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me." Amen. And it's just
Amen.
That simple. And I want you to understand, the very moment that you commit your life to Jesus Christ, the truth of his word will instantly come to pass in your spirit. Now, you may not understand it right then, but your spirit will. You are now a new creation. You've been born again, and you need to keep growing.
Amen.
All right, we have about 4 minutes left, so I want this. If you just prayed that, what better way than to get saved on one day and receive the Holy Spirit the same day? And for you out
get
there that are seeking and want the Holy Spirit, you've got it.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of Andrew Olmec's books is called "You've Already Got It, So Quit Trying to Get It." You've got the Holy Spirit if you're a believer in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want the manifestation? Do you want that the pouring
filling.
Out,
mm-hmm.
the filling? Do you want to be filled? So as his child, your loving Heavenly Father, God wants to give you the supernatural power that you need to live this life or this
life.
New life.
This life, though, it's important here on earth. He wants you to have these things on earth. He wants to bless you on earth, not just in heaven. He wants it now for you right now.
Right. So Luke 11:10 and 13. Here's what those say. It says, for everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be open. And often in verse 13 of Luke 11, it says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those that seek and ask for him?
Amen.
Are you ready to be filled? You don't have to ask him because you've already got it. You need to ask him. And you just need to receive.
Believe and receive.
just like when you receive Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is this. I want you to pray this out loud. I want you to be filled right now with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? If you're ready, I want you to pray this out loud with me. Say, Father, I recognize my need for your power to live this new life. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit. By faith, I receive it right now. Thank you for baptizing me. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in my life. Amen.
Amen.
And if you just prayed that, we want to encourage you not only to be filled with the Holy Spirit, keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't go to church, and I think Styx, this is just really cool. Styx on Armored Up Radio, every time they close their show with saying, if you're not going to church, find one.
Find a Bible-believing church.
Bible-believing church, right.
Mm-hmm.
So we have about 40 seconds. So we want to encourage you guys, once again, go to our website. If you have questions, click on that contact button and send it to us. Mm-hmm. We want to help you grow.
Yes.
We're not looking for money from you. We're not looking to make you go to our church here. If you're in Wise County, we're looking to help you grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about.
We love you.
we want to love on you. Mm-hmm. And we want to love on you like a brother, not anything else. Okay,
no.
So don't get all freaky on us. But we want to make sure you guys are growing in Jesus' name. So you guys have a great day. Goodbye.
Bye.